Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah.
Jesus just left Chicago, and he's back for New Orleans.
Well, ZZ Top bringing us back with Texas Blues, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. John Bradbury is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president and founding partner of Ready Founder Services, the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and he was talking to us about some of the things he's been up to all around the world lately and some of the things he's learned working with large companies and small companies, and one of the things, John, that you're really honing in on these days is the challenge that larger organizations are having in conducting and scaling an honest and candid conversation about what the company has to do, what the organization has to do in order to be successful in this disruptive marketplace that we've got going forward. How did I do? Did I say that right?
That sounded great. That sounds right. It is true in larger companies, and it's true in smaller companies that are growing. You start to add staff, and unfortunately, often people begin to watch their words around each other. They don't want to say anything that will ruffle feathers, and in some cases, they begin to fake it, and we don't feel like we're really talking about the issues that are most important to the customer.
Is that human nature? What do you think causes that?
Great question. I do think there's some element of human nature of what I would call fear of the tribe in a large group setting. Anytime you get up to speak in a large group setting and your pulse begins to race a little bit, that's just a primal instinct. You know, it's that fight or flight mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
But
could part of it be not wanting to speak truth to power?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, here's my point. Let's say you're the CEO and I'm the manager. You tell the managers that you want this company to be candid and open, and we want to become more entrepreneurial. But by the time it gets to me, and I give it down to my people, I've decided I'm going to take a little more control over that, and I water that down. And so my people know that what I've said isn't what you said, but they're not going to say anything because I'm their boss.
Well, that's right. And
you take that 16 or 20 management levels down in a big organization, and it's hard to push that kind of desire. If the CEO wants a certain thing out to the last mile of his employees, it's hard to get it all the way out there. That's the most frustrating thing for CEOs, isn't it?
Well, I'm glad you said that, Jim, because it is a leadership issue ultimately throughout the organization, but particularly from the top in terms of the expectations you set and the behavior you model,
mm-hmm.
and how effectively you hold your leaders, your team, accountable. But as you know, it's been said one of the most loneliest and the place where people feel like they have the least ability to make something happen is in the CEO's seat.
Yep.
Sometimes it's a paradox that people don't understand.
And small business owners have this too. We feel this way too, but we can change it. We can put our hands on the person who's creating the problem. You know, we can observe that person and make a change. But the folks, the main thing I want to remind you about is something I said in the previous segment John and I were talking about, and that is that big companies want to be more like you. So I'm gonna, as John talks about these things, just ask yourself, okay, if they want to be more like me, am I being as much as I can be? You know, if they want to be more like me, that means I've got some advantages they don't have that they want. Am I taking advantage of those advantages? What do you think, John?
Well, that's right, and you don't have to be a big company to have a group that's afraid to speak up or conversations that are not honest and candid. So, as a leader, how do you design communication practices in your company, particularly as it grows, so that you put as much thoughtfulness into the communication as you do into the production process or the customer service process.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like anything else. And because as you grow, it begins to take on a life of its own. It's not easy to manage in the moment. You need mm-hmm. to put the right practices in place.
And then you throw in the urgency of the immediate, right? Like if it's a company that's publicly traded, and there's board members, and there's institutional investors, and stock analysts, and people like that, and those guys aren't very patient. See, what you're describing, this process that you're helping these companies with to become more entrepreneurial, that doesn't happen in 90 days. That it might take 9 years for the company to really flip their culture, and the stock markets aren't very patient with that, are they?
No, and there are plenty of examples of analysts or finance people who come with certain set of numbers to leadership, and leadership says those may be accurate, but I need you to go back and redo them.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
they're not going to play well for
yeah.
us. On Wall Street,
and then when the person says, well, "What do you mean?" then they'll say, "Well, that means you need to lay off 2,000 people." But I need all those people. Well, yeah, I don't care, but that's what you got to do. You got to lay them off, or kill these contracts for small businesses.
There are examples of leaders who will stand up to that in courageous ways, and actually,
yeah.
Be positively rewarded for that, but there are many more examples of to use the fear of speaking truth to power, figuratively getting their head chopped off.
That's right. The CEO lose their job because of that, because
right.
There's so many stakeholders. More and more, the better companies I know who really want to do what you're talking about are talking about taking the company back private. John, quick break. Right back with John Bradbury after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.